Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now today, it's my pleasure to welcome back Carolyn Nettle. She had a 15-year career in international sales and marketing, and following that, her life took a whole new direction when she embarked on a period of intensive self-exploration. This included recovery from a variety of addictions and working in a treatment center for recovering addicts. As a healer, teacher, and writer, our intuitive Carolyn discoveries bring together all these disciplines and combine them with her passion for helping others overcome life's obstacles and to move forward. She is a natural empath and a medical intuitive who empowers her clients and provides them with the tools to make real, positive change in their lives and in the lives of those around them. So let me welcome Carolyn. Carolyn, how are you today?
I'm really good, thank you, David. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Glad to have you with me today. And we have excited callers on the line. Sorry, folks, I haven't been able to talk to all of you. We'll get to as many as we can, but first we're going to be talking about removing emotional blocks. And Carolyn is excellent at doing that, and I'm going to turn the discussion over to her, and I'll ask questions as they come up. So how do we do it,
excellent.
Carolyn? What's the starting point?
Yeah. So I think the best way to start this, and thank you for the opportunity, is to tell you and the people that are listening why we would have emotional blocks in the first place. And that is because we are living, breathing sponges. So you and your energy is the sum total of everything you've been exposed to, everything you've thought, felt, seen on TV, listened to others talking about, experienced in front of you. And if that wasn't enough, we then also generally carry stuff from society, our ancestors, the people we're in relationships with. I mean, literally, there is so many arenas in which we pick up other people's stuff. And what I'm talking about, so obviously emotional blocks come from really dramatic things like childhood trauma or falling off a horse or being in a car crash or something as dramatic as that. But at the same time, where you've been a child in a school with a teacher who possibly is really, really angry, so maybe there's 30 children in the classroom who've picked up on her anger. And this is a really good example of how we do this. So of those 30 children, I imagine each one would take it on, this anger that's not theirs, in a way that corresponds to the way that they believe, see things, function. So we really are this dynamic, ever-changing energetic system, which is phenomenal. But a lot of the work that I do often is people will come to me and say, oh, I've been around the houses, I've been to this medical center, and I've been to this doctor, and I've been to this surgeon, and nobody seems to know why I'm ill and what's wrong with me. And for me, those are the most interesting cases because truly, I believe that a good 95% of physical ailments come from emotional issues.
I believe that too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. But I was just about to say, so when I say to you, David, you've just said, not now, but just imagine that you said something to me that I really took offense at. Let's just imagine that. I can't imagine that.
Trust me, I have the power. We all do.
So I should say in that instant when I'm offended, David, that really hurt my feelings. Or
yeah.
David, I'm really angry because you said something.
Uh-huh.
What we do instead is we ring our best friend and we go, you will not believe what David said to me. I'm really offended. So instead of processing this anger or offense or whatever you want to call it in the correct way to the correct person at the correct time, we do this thing called stuffing our emotions down. So this is every time a young man has been told not to cry, every time a young woman has been told not to be angry, it's not pretty, every time your boss has said something and you've gone, arr. So every single emotion that you've not been able to express in the correct way gets stuck in the body somewhere. And how it works is really interesting. I'll just use my own body as an example. So my father had a really, really dodgy right knee. I have a really, really dodgy right knee. Is there a coincidence? No, not really, because I've inherited from him a lot of the family trauma. So whenever I didn't express my emotions, bearing in mind I was an alcoholic, and alcoholics don't tend to express anything but anger, so all the other things like grief and fear and all of those things weren't expressed for years and years and years. So my body found a weakness in my energy, which I inherited, like I said, from my father. So since I've got out of that and I've started working on it, nearly all my sessions are on my right knee because that's where everything's stored because I wasn't able to express them. So you might be coming to me and saying, I've got a stiff neck, I've got a sore elbow, I've got a right toe that's really hurting. And if that's the place in your body that's really weak, I imagine there's an awful lot to remove from there. So that's just introducing the subject.
I had a question for you, a couple of questions actually.
Okay.
I certainly have, I'm an expert and have been an expert. I'm getting better at it, at not stuffing my feelings as in the present,
yes.
But in the past, as an active addict, I too stuffed. But the other thing that I did is I acted out in various ways. And it's as if the feeling came out sideways, and I medicated myself through self-soothing behaviors that were inappropriate and harmful to myself and in some instances to others.
I would sort of agree with that, David, and I would sort of not, in that when an addict or anybody finds a coping mechanism or, as you say, self-soothing actions, you're not expressing the emotion, you're covering up more of the emotion.
Gotcha.
The saying is, when you put down the drink, you find out why you were drinking in the first place. So by taking the substance or the behavior or whatever it is you were addicted to, you're not feeling your feelings.
Okay.
Now, yes, they will come out. You'll be stubbing your toe. You'll be hurting your elbow. That's anger coming out. The body does express it when it's too much. But generally, no, it doesn't get expressed. And that's why people who can't express their emotions get quite a lot of pain in their body because they're expressing all their feelings inwardly.
What do you think is the most difficult feeling to express and most likely one to get stuffed?
The one I come across the most is anger, but usually I'm going to say straight away that also grief is huge.
Yes.
And they kind of get intermingled. So if I have angry grief or grieving anger, you know, that's the hardest because, as you know, grief is a process and anger is something that's really here. But we've been brought up in a, like if you look at our parents, for example, that went through the war, I mean, maybe not so much in America as in Europe, but all the fear and the anger at the waste of life and all those huge feelings of abandonment and everything that go with the war have been totally absorbed by myself and my nieces and nephews, because it was totally unprocessed in Victorian England.
Sorry about the dog. I can't mute my end or we would lose you too. And of course, as you know, I do the show out of my own studio in my home. So sometimes there are unexpected noises, and folks, please bear with me. Well, thank you for that. I was thinking along both of those lines. I find that I do not deal well with anger, or have not dealt well with it. I'm learning how to deal with it now in a constructive fashion, because, you know, it's easy to act it out in a destructive fashion, to react, that is. But the hardest feeling for me, as you said, it's a process, is grief. And I did not realize how deeply I stuffed that. And when I came into recovery, it would bubble up and just overwhelm me at times.
Yes.
Yeah.
You and almost everybody on the planet. I think, you know, it's easy for me to talk about England, but we are renowned for stuffing our feelings. Tip up a lip and, you know, don't let the neighbors know, and make sure you look happy on the outside.
Right.
But then if you look at our society now, like I'm in my 50s, but the 18, 19-year-olds that have got their faces stuffed in their phone, and it's all about what do you look like and what are you eating, and I fear for the younger generation, I genuinely do, because, when I was doing my stupid stuff, nobody knew about it because we didn't have the internet, but B, you know, I was super, super insecure and hated myself and had all these massive feelings of lack of worth and all of this. And if I'd have had social media, I can't imagine what I would have done, but it probably wouldn't have been very healthy and would have become addictive, I'm pretty sure, because I know my personality. So, yeah, I'm super pleased that I missed that one. But, yeah, I think one of the things that I'd like to say is one of my strengths, if you like, is helping people to become a better version of themselves. And how I do that is I take away a lot of the grief and the anger and the fear, and just try and look at their triggers. So if anything's really triggering to you, I can't work on the person that's making you really angry, but I can work on your reaction to their behavior, for example.
Right.
So it's about just going in and taking out some of the ways that we overreact, which is the way most of us react, in fact, is overreacting. And everybody just, my clients just report back that they feel calmer, they feel more confident, they feel happier to be themselves. And this, I really do mean this, but if they're coming for an emotional pain or a physical pain, I have the same results, because actually it's the same thing. Generally, your body, when you're in pain, is saying something's seriously wrong. That's what your body's saying.
Question. You talked about traumas that we've experienced in this life. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes.
So we also not only have to deal with traumas and upsets that have occurred in this life, but whatever we've carried over from other lifetimes that we may not be aware of, which compounds the problem exponentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in answer to that, what I will say is I find a lot of past lives when I'm doing this work, but it's usually, how do I say this? So what I'm given is a scene, and I see you as a protagonist, and you're there, and I see the circumstances, and I'll usually get an idea of what it is that you've brought from that lifetime. Like you're in a monastery and you don't believe in money, or you were a woman who was really badly treated, or, you know, whatever it is that comes to me. And I bring that into this lifetime and say, so that explains why you do X, Y, Z, or you're really frightened of tigers, or, you know, whatever it is. And again, removing that charge, if you like, that emotional charge, can really help to relax the nervous system, because that's effectively what we need to do. When we're highly traumatized, our nervous system is revved. So we're crazy, like just always on the go.
Mm.
And what what I try and do is take away some of that charge so that we can actually relax and maybe do a bit of meditation, and life gets a lot more comfortable. But I will tell you an example again from my own life. So I was a raging alcoholic and didn't know I was at all until I went into recovery. But what I found out after I'd given up the drink and I'd lost my sanity for a little while there, trying to get sober and everything, but I got it back, I found out I was really shy. And you would not know that from my behavior as a drunk. I promise you, I was dancing on the tables, last to leave the party, you know, my phone was always going. But what I've really, I'm so grateful for this, in my sobriety, has learnt I'm quite shy. I do like to talk. I'm very, you know, I do like people, but most of the time I like to spend my time on my own with a good book. Or like, I used to have 5,000 friends, and now I've probably got about 10 really good friends, and I'm really happy with that number. So what I'm saying is, like, I obviously use alcohol to get through the day, but as I've done this healing work, it's like it brought me back to myself, and now I know who I am. I can really honor all the different parts of me, and that is such a blessing. And, yeah, it just makes life so much easier when I'm not, because I didn't know that I was acting in a way that was not, you know, really myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until I found out that that was the case. And I think most people are running on kind of false behavior, is how I put it. So they think they should be in a job, and they should be the good wife and the good mother and the, you know, dutiful daughter and all of that. And actually, sometimes we need to step away from what we've been told we need to be and just become who we are.
I do want to talk more about healing before we go to readings. But before we proceed, I would like to give you an opportunity to share your website and also what you can do for your clients.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so my website is spiritualgrowthtools.co.uk. That's .co.uk. I do my angel readings on 1-2 Listen. I've just started with them, so I'm really pleased about that. So that's good for your US listeners. 1-2Listen.com, you can find me on there as Caroline N. And also look me up on Facebook as Spiritual Growth Tools, because that's where I do a lot of my posting.
You're not coming through clearly, Carolyn. Spiritual Growth what?
Spiritual Growth Tools.
Cause?
T-O-O-L-S. Tools.
Oh, tools. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Spiritual Growth Tools.
So say your website one more time then.
I will. So it's www.spiritualgrowthtools.co.uk.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell the listeners, if you'd be so kind, the types of work that you do through your website, and obviously you do the angel readings as well through the other site.
Yeah. Okay. So the kind of cases that I find most interesting and seem to be having the best results with are conditions like ME, chronic fatigue, chronic pain, really deep anxiety, grief, emotional anger. I mean, all anger is emotional, that's silly. But I seem to be able to help people to get out of the pattern that they're in and release some of the memories and some of the trauma and some of the deep feelings, and help them to kind of on the path back to normal life. So yeah, I've worked really a lot with people with ME and chronic fatigue. It seems to be mainly emotional, but it really doesn't matter. With the work that I do, you could come to me with any symptoms or diagnosis, and I would do the session exactly the same. I would say, thank you for telling me what you're telling me, and now I'm going to ask your wisdom, your body's wisdom, what it wants to do. So, yeah, I honestly believe everyone on the planet should have this all the time, because it's fantastic.
Of course. Well, what else would you like to say about healing before we move on and do readings today?
covered all of it. It's just something that can really help you live your life and prosper well and be happy. So having said that, I'm happy to move on to readings.
Okay. One more question before we do that. If there's somebody that has a medically related issue they want to discuss with you, are you okay doing that for a few minutes and in lieu of a reading? Or would you prefer not to?
I'm going to say no, because just that, I mean, I can talk about it generally, but just sometimes it can get really deeply personal.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to do that to your readers on, you know, I have to say what I get, and if it's, you know, really embarrassing or personal, I would feel uncomfortable with that.
So, okay.
But they'd be very welcome to get in touch with me through the website.
Right, right. And in all fairness to them, they would not be able to get any real benefit in a couple of minutes. I just asked that question because I know a couple of people that may have those issues. So bear in mind that Carolyn's just going to be doing angel readings. And if you're all set, Carolyn, we'll go to the phone lines. It looks like I lost Julia. I don't know what happened to her. But, Julia, I'm sorry. I don't remember your phone number. If you've called back in, she was caller number one today. No, Miranda is. Okay, here's Miranda.
Thank you, David. Hello, Carolyn.
You're
very
welcome.
Very happy to get a reading from you. Whatever you pick
up. Hi,
Miranda.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Whatever you pick up intuitively, what the angels have to say.
Okay, so let me just tune into you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing a gate for you. It's like a little wooden gate, like one person would go through it. It'd be at the end of a garden. And I'm seeing that if I flicked the latch on it, it would open really easily for you. But for some reason, you don't want to go through this gate. What I'm feeling is there is an opportunity in front of you, or a choice that you're making in your life at the moment. And it feels like it's not even a really big deal. Like, shall I go on holiday to Florida, or shall I go to, you know, wherever? Not that you're going on holiday, but it just feels like it would be not a difficult decision to make. But I feel like you're not trying to make the decision. But what they're showing me is if you open the gate, which I think they're saying is like make a decision. I'm hearing on the other side of this gate birds singing, there's flowers, it's really beautiful. So I'm thinking that they're encouraging you to just make a decision and walk through the gate, metaphorically. And on the
I'm
other
not
side
sure what
of that
means.
Decision...
Yeah, because there's no decision that I need to make at this point. Actually, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing, yeah.
Okay, well, it might not be
really
here
sure.
today, but it might be coming very imminently. It's because it's weird because they're showing me right in front of the gate, so that's why I assumed there was something there.
Mm.
But I would say watch
no.
out for a decision and grab it by the horns and just walk through the gate, as it were. That's what I think. So if you haven't got it in front of you, then I imagine it's coming pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with those things. I don't really have issues making decisions. I'm pretty good about it. But I appreciate the message. Thank you. Thank you very much,
David. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Miranda. Thanks for calling, and God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay. Okay. This is curious. Excuse me. Area code 216. You are live. What is your first name, please? Area code 216. Can you hear me? Are you muted? Okay. I will come back to you. We can't hear you. Area code 951. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Nathaniel.
I thought so, Nathaniel. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Nathaniel, meet Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. Hi, how can I help?
Can I get an angel reading?
Of course. Is there anything particular?
No.
Okay. So what does Nathaniel, what a beautiful name. What does Nathaniel need to know? I'm feeling, as soon as I tune into you, my heart starts really beating fast. I'm feeling a little bit frightened. I'm either frightened or excited. You know that when you're not sure if it's fear or excitement. Okay, so what I'm seeing for you is, it's kind of like someone's handing you an envelope is what I'm being shown. So there's an envelope coming. Now, sometimes that can mean money or a job opportunity, but I'm feeling it's more to do with, you guys say real estate, right? So real estate or a move I'm feeling. So my heart is really fluttering, and I feel that you or someone very, very close to you is on the point of moving. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. So what I'm here, let me pull a card because maybe this is the only night that I am not able to get things clearly. Let's see, shall we? Pull a card for Nathaniel. I love that name. Okay, this is the card I've got. Angel of Manifestation. Your efforts, determinations, and perseverance have paid off. Yeah. Something is coming to you that you have been working for or wanting. I'm just feeling really heart. Like, and on the card, she's got a big heart, the star on her heart as well. So it just feels like this thing that's coming towards you is going to bring you a lot of joy. But I'm still getting those butterflies. So it feels like it's quite exciting. And I think I'm going to have to give that one to you as well and just say, watch for something coming your way that's going to make you really happy, I think.
Sounds good, Nathaniel.
Yeah, lots of good news. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Nathaniel. God bless.
Yep.
Thank you. Sorry to cut you off there, Nathaniel. I'm going to try area code 216 one more time. Please make sure that you are not muted. I'm coming to you right now. Area code 216, what is your name, please? Well, I'm going to take it that you're just listening today, and that's perfectly okay. I'm going to move on. I've given you a second chance, and it's time to move on. And so the studio's operating a little slowly. I'm coming to area code 708. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Dave. I'm David. My first name is Barbara.
Ah, okay.
Oh, God. Well, this show is very interesting. Loving it.
Great. Great. I'm glad with us tonight.
Hi. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name.
My name is Barbara.
Barbara.
Yes.
Okay. How can we help you today?
What do the angels want me to know?
Do you know, it's so great, this. I never get this. People always say, can you tell me this? Or can you tell me? I love it when you just say, what do they want me to know? Okay, thank you. Angels, what do you want this lady to know? Okay, for you, straight away in the throat. So, there's something that you need to be talking about. I'm feeling as though You may not even know this just yet, but I'm feeling as though something is coming up from within you, some wisdom or some knowledge. And it's something that needs to be shared with others. It feels like it really needs to be told. I'm guessing that you have a habit of, like, I'm feeling really clever with you. Like, I'm feeling like you have a really good brain. And I am possibly a little bit of perfectionism with that. So what I'm saying is whatever comes up from within you, which is going to be, I'm hearing the word sacred. So there we are. That's not a word I use very often. So I feel like you've got a message possibly for the world. Maybe you're going to write a blog or a book or speak on the radio yourself. But there's definitely something about throat chakra, opening it up and allowing the world to hear what you have to say. This wisdom I'm feeling is coming from within you, but within you is also quite a lot of ancestral wisdom. So, yeah, there's definitely a sense of speak up and be heard. That's what I would say to you.
Okay, when you say speak up and be heard regarding what area, I guess?
Yeah, I feel, I'm just feeling as though there's something to do with deep wisdom, and it feels very ancient. So, do you do anything like meditation or anything like that?
I do. I have the feeling like my meditation, if this makes any sense, seems to feel restricted.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I said it seems like my connection sometimes feels restricted.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That makes sense to me.
Okay. You're the first one that said,
okay,
no.
So what I'm feeling with that when you say that is like your upper chakras, so your throat chakra, your third eye, and your crown chakra, it would be really helpful, I'm hearing, to just open those up before you go into meditation, because I feel that this wisdom may come to you whilst you're in meditation. But what I would do if I was you is just, as you're in meditation, when you're wide open in the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra, and it's really easy to open those. There's lots of ways to open those. But then this fountain is looking like it's coming out of your inside. So it feels really like the information will come to you in a format that is clear when your top chakras are wide open and you're in meditation. So if I can give you a little bit of homework, I imagine it would be good to meditate with a pen and paper next to you, is what I feel.
Okay.
How does that sound, Barbara?
I will try that. Yeah. It's funny because my guidance said to me last night that I should do automatic writing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that would be fascinating. Tell David how you get on. Yeah. But I think it may be something you need to work at a little bit. I don't think it's going to be sit down and it comes. I think you may have to practice a little bit, but I definitely feel open up those top three chakras. And, yeah, get your pen and paper out there and start sharing what you get with the world. How exciting.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
so
you for
much.
Calling, Barbara. Okay,
thank you.
God bless. Tune in
thank
again sometime.
You.
And I want to let people know, excuse me, I do another show on Sunday nights called The Healing Circle. And it is open for discussion. Everybody is welcome to participate. Kat Edwards from Australia, who is a clairvoyant and spiritual coach, co-hosts the show with me. And this weekend, we're going to be talking about the heart-mind connection. So you might be very interested in that, Barbara. It's at 8 o'clock Sunday evenings Eastern time.
Oh, 7 Central. Okay. Thank you very much for
correct.
Sharing. I would be interested. Thank you.
Okay. It's the same call-in number, Barbara.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
I hope you can join us. Okay. You're welcome.
I will.
Thank you. We had a couple of dropped calls, and Patricia, you're one of them. And Julia, I'm coming to you. I found you, and you're live.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hello, Julia. How can I help?
Thank you. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
My question for the angels or the healing is about love. Just self-love and being open to, a new love partner, new love relationship coming in. So if there's any guidance around just love.
Love it.
We love it.
And I thought that was perfect, David, that you were just talking. I wrote that down Sunday at 8, Heart-Mind Connection.
Perfect.
So
please join us. Please join me this Sunday. We'd love to have you, Julia.
I will. Appreciate
okay.
that.
Well, I'll turn it over to Carolyn.
Right, thank you.
Okay, so what I'm seeing, I'm just going to say what I see, is a bit of a wall, a brick wall. So I am going to imagine that you have been hurt in the past and you've built a bit of a protection around your heart. Perfectly natural thing to do. Nobody's judging, but this is what they're showing me. It's not a very high wall, and I think you could probably jump over it if you wanted to. But what I'm hearing is you need to start choosing much more appropriate partners. And in order to be able to get to a point when new love comes in, you do need to do a bit of work, I'm seeing, on how amazing you think you are. So I feel that there's a definite lack of self-value. That's the word I'm hearing. I don't even think that's the word, but that's what they're telling me. So the ways that you can start valuing yourself more, I do this frequently. I've done this for the last 13 years since I got sober, is write down a gratitude list. And it's not about I'm grateful for, somebody buying me a Ferrari. No, it's about, what did I do today that I did well? So, for some people that might be I drove the car without crashing it, or I cooked a nice meal and my friend liked it, or I got a compliment in the street. So just the things that make you feel good about yourself. And the point of doing that is often you can look at a whole book of things that you like about yourself and say, okay, this is on the days when perhaps you don't. But I'm feeling we've got this brick wall that we need to jump over, which is protecting me from people. I feel definitely a little bit of heartbreak there. But really learning to really value yourself. So I'm not saying that you've got another 20 years of navel gazing and it's going to be really challenging, but there is a little bit of work to do. And I'm rubbish at timescales, so I wouldn't even dream of doing that because the angel's time and our time is not the same. But I just feel Christmas is going to be a really important time for you because I feel that, like everybody, we play a role when we go home. But I want you to go into Christmas, whatever that is for you, I suppose not everybody celebrates Christmas, but whatever the time of the year that's coming up, the new year, and really go into it with a newfound love of yourself. So really spend some time, doing things that make you proud. So getting rid of those girlfriends and men friends that really drag your energy and drain you, and really spending time with people that, inspire you and give you courage and that you have really good fun with them. I feel like there's a couple of months here that you need to really concentrate on really looking at you and then going into the new year feeling much more confident, and that's when love can come in. So that's how I'm hearing it.
Beautiful. Well, that's awesome. and right on point. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. And thank you, David,
Carolyn's
for finding
good.
Me again. I really appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. I appreciate
awesome, both
the,
of you.
However you emailed me. That was great. Okay, Julia, take good care.
Awesome. You too. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Good luck with it.
Thank you, Caroline.
Okay,
welcome.
We're going to be moving on to Patricia. And Patricia, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Carolyn. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. My question today is, I just do angels have any messages for me?
Patricia, let me just say one thing. It's hard to hear you. I don't know how you're speaking into the phone. Can you repeat
okay,
that,
I'm
please?
I'm taking it off. Is it better?
There we go. Yep.
Okay. Okay. I had it on speakerphone. I'm riding in the car, but I'm sorry. My question is, do angels have any messages for me?
I love your accent. That's gorgeous. Okay. So I feel really light and quite joyful when I tune into you.
Thank you.
I do have a bit of a headache, which is not mine because I don't get headaches, but so I'm feeling like there might be a little bit of the mind. The hamster on a monkey, on a hamster wheel going on with you. I feel like a little bit too much thinking or overthinking things.
Yes, Carolyn. I am in nursing. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say I'm in a nursing program, so there's a lot of thinking going on. All the time.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
God bless you, Patricia.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What a wonderful choice for career. But I am really feeling like you're being asked to play. And it just feels like I'm so in my head that I need to go and throw some paint at a wall or go outside and run on the grass, or you need to take time out as well as studying. It's important you study. But why they showed me this light feeling is I think you have just the most perfect way of dealing with people, especially when they're really scared. I'm hearing you've got a really comfortable energy to be around, which is perfect for what you're trying to do. So that's great. But I think they're saying care for yourself by studying hard, because it's important that you know your stuff, but also make sure you shoehorn some time in for fun, for playing. I'm seeing you now sitting around a table with a hot cup of cocoa and some girlfriends just having a good laugh. I feel like the emphasis is on you and taking care of you.
Yes. Oh, wow. That was beautiful, Kalan. Thank you so much. Yes, all of it. Yes. And yes.
It sounds like it resonated for you, Patricia.
It did.
I'm really hearing. Oh, no, I'm really hearing that you're in the right profession now. Have you only just started being a nurse?
Yes. I've been in the health profession for about 15 years, but nursing people back to health is exactly what I want to do. It's just the desire. Yes, the nursing, I just started the first semester, so I am a baby, not even crawling yet, but I'll get there.
You will, and it sounds like you're following your passion, which is wonderful, Patricia.
Yes.
This is absolutely
yes,
where you should be. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, and drive safely.
Thank you. Thank you both. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Very lucky.
Oh, you too. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
She was a delight. Okay, area code. Go ahead, Carolyn. What were you going to say?
No, that was it. Her energy was so lovely.
Uh-huh. Okay. Area code 707. You are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. And how's your guest?
Good.
I would like to know what the angels have to say about me getting back to work in my field. Do they see that happening, and when?
Oh, it's just my time. Oh,
that's a goodie, huh?
Okay. So, interestingly, my hips are aching when I tune into should she go back into her field. And usually hips represent, am I supported in the world? How do I hold myself in the world? So for me, this is maybe a question of, do I think that I am representing myself enough by going back into the field, or is there another choice? That's what I would guess from that. But also, I'm not getting a massive yes. It's kind of a very quiet yes, which suggests to me that, yes, you could if you want to, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm kind of feeling that there might be something else to look at too. So I would say just weigh up your options. It doesn't feel like a definite yes. It's a yes, but it's not a big yes. But I'm also being shown another side of the coin, which might be equally fulfilling.
Do they say what that is?
And they're asking me to ask you, is there some... Yeah, no, I was just saying, they're asking me to say, what do you think that might be? Because I have a feeling it's something that you might be saying, I could do that, but I might not make any money, or there's a good reason.
No, I haven't thought about it.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting anything... Okay, I'm not getting anything very, very clearly... But sometimes when they do this for me, I always say, go and look in the newspaper and just see if there's any job that makes you go, oh, that's really interesting. So go and look at something that would be a really general way of finding a job and see if there's anything that really jumps out at you, because I have a feeling there is an alternative if you choose to look for it.
Does that make sense, Valerie?
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
Valerie, does
really.
That make sense to you?
Not really, because I really don't have to work. I just want to work. So it's not like I need to get out there and actually work. I wanted to just get back in my field part-time just, to, because I love doing that job.
Okay. Well, the way I would say to that is, yeah, but I always say if you're doing something you really love, it's not like work. I'm just... Okay, all I'm doing is offering to you that I think there might be something else that you could also do that would be really fun and really fulfilling for you. And when I'm hearing times, I don't like giving times because, I'm very rarely correct on it. But I would say start looking after Christmas is what I'm feeling. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Valerie, thank you for calling. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, take care.
You're welcome. David, I'm just wondering, do you have a question?
Oh. Let me think about that for a minute. Let me go to area code 614, and then I will ask you a question. How does that sound?
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Area code 614, you are live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Filson.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
My first name is Filson.
Oh, what an unusual name.
Thank you.
It sounds like so fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
What's your question?
My question is about my current job. I work at a warehouse, and my schedule is being changed, and I just wanted to know what's going to come of it. Am I going to get any promotions other than, the basic promotions for just being there for a certain amount of time?
okay, I get a pain in my heart when I tune into that. So, is this a job you enjoy?
No, it's not.
No, that's what I was feeling. Okay, so the angels always say it a bit differently than the way perhaps we would say it as humans, but what they're saying is, you know, you don't, how do I put this into words? So I feel like you don't need to stay there. I feel like you're being really undervalued at work. I think there is work that you could be doing that would be much more fulfilling. I understand why people stay in jobs when they need them and so on, but I just feel as if it was when you said the word warehouse, that's what got me. I felt really constrained and constricted, like it's really strict rules and regulations and I have to do this and I have to do this. And I feel your energy to be much freer than that. I feel, you know, I would almost go so far as to say work outside, work, you know, with animals, or I don't know, it feels like the job that you're in is very constricting and there are other jobs which would allow you to be much freer, even so far as maybe working for yourself. Now, I know that terrifies some people, but I just would say it's almost as if I want to say you're very welcome to stay in this job. Of course you are. It's your choice. You do what you want with what I say. And you know, you will progress along the normal lines, but I can't see you being happy there. It doesn't feel very fulfilling. Whereas if you look elsewhere, I'm just seeing your whole spirit lifting off you. So it feels, that's not English, so your whole spirit expanding is what I meant. So yeah, I would just give you that and say, think about, go on.
I wanted to just keep this job. It's a part-time job. Well, I'm actually wanting to work on starting a business, a creative business at the same time.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's a bit different because I can really see that going very well for you because I think you need to express your creative juices, whatever the word is that I'm looking for. And yes, so as long as that is part-time and you are concentrating on the creative stuff, I think that's a huge yes from the angels to start your own business. Yes.
Okay.
That's exciting. So
yes. Best wishes to you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay. God bless. Okay, I have my question, Carolyn. As you may know, I've been engaged in writing a series of books, and yeah. I've run into some walls. I did have an agent at one time who only submitted to major publishers, and that got nowhere. I thought she should be pursuing other publishers. So the avenues that are open to me now are to return to try to find another agent, and I kind of feel like I've exhausted those possibilities because I went through a long, long list of agents. Or I've been writing teleplays for a possible television show because there are 13 books, each of which could result in 4 episodes. So I'm wondering what the angels have to say about what direction I might take and if I'm on the right track in continuing to work on this passion of mine.
Well, straight away, without question, I don't think an agent is the way to go for you. That just felt really, really wrong, suffocating almost, you know, to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's not the way you should go. Of course, take what you like and leave the rest. With the teleplays, if that's what you call them, For me, I see lots of corrections, like on a school book.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be amended in some way or just maybe given to someone to proofread for you or something.
Yep.
There's something about just red marks in the, I don't know, margin. So I'm feeling as though they're not quite ready yet. They're not far off. I don't feel that they're far off. But I also don't think that's how they're going to end up being taken up by the public. I feel like they're going to go in as that and come out as something else, and I'm really not getting very much about that, except I'm seeing theater and what, you know, the curtains in the theater?
Yes.
So I'm wondering if they're going to be live rather than televised, or maybe live on television. I don't know, but I'm definitely seeing the curtains in a theater.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. So
could that be a motion picture?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling with you, I think the block is with you. Sorry to say it like this, but I'm feeling a really good thing for you to do is to let go of all the very valid reasons that you have that it won't work.
That won't?
and just focus on the right people seeing it so that it gets to the right. Yeah, I'm just really feeling like you let go and let God, literally, like, okay, do with this what you want. Because I think whilst you're holding on to it really, really tightly, it's kind of got an energy around it of like, it's mine, but actually it's not yours anymore. You've written it. It needs to be corrected, like I said. But, yeah, I'm really feeling be very much more, yep, let this go to the right person to be dealt with as it should be. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It's frustrating, but it makes sense.
Yeah, no, I didn't think you would like hearing that, but that's what I was feeling, so I had to say it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I needed to hear that, and there's a lot of truth in what you speak, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming on the show today. We're really out of time in terms of getting to another person, and I thank everybody for calling in. And I would encourage you to go to spiritualgrowthtools.co.uk?
Co.uk, yeah.
So it's spiritualgrowthtools.co.uk to reach Carolyn or to look for her on Facebook. And again, that is Spiritual Growth Tools, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Carolyn, is there anything you'd like to say before we close?
Just thank you so much for having me on. And to those people who didn't resonate with the readings, the angels have a really good way of giving you something that may come up. So watch for that in the next weeks or months or whatever. But, yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, David. And thank you again for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. And please stay on the line for a moment after the closing. I wanted to talk to you about one other thing. So once again, okay, thank you. So now we're going to come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good afternoon and God bless. And if you're in the UK, good night and God bless.